A warm welcome along to your latest Manchester United headlines. I'm Rob Eddy. Starting with the news that Marcus Rashford has confirmed he's fully fit as Manchester United return to Premier League action later this month. Rashford has been sidelined since January through injury, and of course he would have missed the rest of the season had the coronavirus pandemic not postponed action for over 3 months. However, Rashford insists he's now fully fit and that United are in a better position now than they were going into at that break, despite enjoying an 11-match unbeaten run. Speaking exclusively to Stretti News, Rashford said, "I think coming out of this lockdown, we're in a much stronger position than we were going into it. I think we just need to take each game as it comes and not get too ahead of ourselves. We're working hard in training, gelling as a team with players coming back from injury, etc. For me personally, I felt I was having my best season to date before the injury hit, so now I'm back fully fit. I'm determined to push on." Elsewhere, and United are reportedly already in talks to sign Thiago Almada from Vélez Sarsfield as they look to steal a move for his signature this summer. He's caught the eye of a number of clubs, including Arsenal, Atletico Madrid and Manchester City, but now United have made that first move. He has a release clause of €20 million, and reports are suggesting that he's also ready to make the big leap to Europe. It's worth noting that that release clause is set to run out in a matter of weeks. And finally for the bulletin, the agent of in-demand Benfica midfielder Florentino Luis has told Manchester United and others that there's plenty of interest in the youngster. Speaking to ESPN, his agent said Florentino is one of the highest rated young defensive midfielders in Europe, so there's a lot of interest in him at the moment. There's been a lot of talk about Milan, but I can tell you that there is a lot of competition for his services, with clubs in England, Germany and Spain also following him closely. That's all for now. We'll have more later.